On. So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and for those of you who are joining us online today, we welcome you to this service. I invite you to share in reading our mission statement. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's exactly what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are tapping back into that place within us that knows there is no separation between that divine presence and us, that knows that we live and move and have our beingness in that presence of the divine. Because what happens as we awaken to that, we also awaken to the fact then that all of those qualities of spirit, the qualities of love and of peace and the truth of wholeness and authentic power are ours, that they live within us all the time because they are part of our own spiritual makeup. And as we awaken to that truth, then we have access to those qualities regardless of what is happening in the world, regardless of if people are being loving or if a situation is peaceful. We then get to be the ones that bring that forward into the situation or the conversation. And as we do that, we act as a beneficial presence in this world. So I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be being a beneficial presence, and to be making a difference wherever you are. So thank you for that. And so on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She's going to come up and lead us in an evocation as we evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so Carrie Hillary is here with us today. She's going to lead us in singing the chant, We Are. The words will be up here on the screen. You can sing along or just take them in. And then Barbara will come up and do that invocation. So I invite you to just begin to settle into yourself, to that place of stillness within you, the place of beingness rather than doingness, and to just sink into yourself a little bit.
I invite you to join me in evoking spirit within. I move my mind into the stillness of this moment. I remember the one life is always present in the here and now, and it is present in this moment, manifesting itself as Living Beyond Limits and blessing our space with its divine love and joy. I realize I live in the peace and eternity of the now moment, and my life unfolds with joy and love as I move forward along my path, awakening to the spiritual truths of spirit. All things open for me to have and experience. And this unfolds through the recognition of divine life. It is always giving me the kingdom of good. And I say to this eternal source of life, thank you for your loving presence, which enriches me beyond measure with the treasures of heaven. Recognizing this goodness and love blesses everyone in every moment of every day. I bless Carrie, and as we celebrate life through the joy of her music, I bless our time together as we listen to Reverend Jennifer's talk. Her words impress our hearts with love to live fully in the present moment. I give thanks for this day, for this space, and for the goodness of life. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. My reading today is from two books by Raymond Charles Barker. They are Treat Yourself to Life and the Science of Successful Living. And it begins, we live in the eternal now. This instant is the only instant in which you are thinking. Being the only time in which you are aware, it is therefore the only time in which you can erase out of the subconscious mind what you don't want. It is also the only time in which you can place in the subconscious mind what you do want. This part of your mind always works in the present moment. The infinite mind created your consciousness to be a positive, creative, active area of influence. You have the capacity to think in large terms, to perceive great truths, and to experience love in its highest forms. And so, you are forever immersed in a part of the creative mind. This mind thinking new ideas into your consciousness, and accept them by knowing that they come to you in order to operate through you and bring to pass something greater in your experience than you have previously experienced. Welcome them as you would a dear friend. Life seeks in every way to inspire your mind. It wants you to have more and more of all good things. It knows no lack, limitation, nor impossibility. You are free to take what you want from life and give what you will to life. You are spiritually free. And if you want to treat yourself to life, place your attention on ideas which will cause you to move ahead. These ideas already dwell in you and await your recognition. God in the midst of you is inspiring you in this now moment. And so it is.
So there's a lot of talk these days about being in the moment, about being in the present moment, and how that actually opens us up and makes us available to the gifts that are at hand. The kindness of a stranger, the connection that we feel with our friends, joy and laughter when we notice something funny, the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the moon as the clouds pass before it or kind of obstruct it just a little bit. In fact, It is only when we are fully present in the moment that we can experience kindness or friendship or notice that something is funny or even notice the moon. Some years ago, I actually went to a gas station near my house, and it was one of those nights that there were little thin clouds on the sky, and they kept passing over the moon, and it was so beautiful. And I went into the gas station that had like a mini mart, too, and I said to the 20-something-year-old guy that was working, I said, "Oh my gosh, have you seen the moon and the clouds tonight? It's so beautiful." And he goes, "No, I haven't seen it." And so I left and was enjoying it, and I came back. It must have been like 10 days or 2 weeks later, and he says, "You know that night that you asked me if I'd seen the moon? I went out and looked at it. I'd never seen the moon before. I never noticed it. I notice it all the time now." Isn't that amazing? We have music. But really, it's only when we are in that present moment that we can experience connection with each other. It's only when we are present in the moment that we can experience love or peace or witness the beauty that's at hand. And so I'd like to share a story with you out of A Daily Dose of Sanity by Alan Cohen. His wife's name is Dee. While Dee and I were walking our dogs in a park, we encountered a boy about 12 years old. He looked like a kid from the 1930s Boytown movie. Kind of rough cut, baggy, disheveled clothes, long, unkempt hair, with a sparkle in his eyes, and friendly beyond the norm. As he approached on crutches, we could see that one of his pants legs was pinned up, indicating that his leg had been amputated at the thigh or above the knee. When he saw our little dogs, the boy got very excited, let go of his crutches, and dropped to the grass to play with them. They were just as eager to interact with him and gave him lots of kisses and nuzzles. The kid was in heaven. And there was so much love in that scene that I wish I could just bottle that moment and hold on to it forever. After a while, the boy reclaimed his crutches, rose, thanked us, and went on his way. But our day was not the same. It was the kind of moment worth living for. Life is meaningful, not just for the seconds that tick by, but for the moments that fill them. Here are a few attributes of moments as compared to seconds. Seconds are measured in time. Moments are measured in experiences. Seconds tick you closer to death. Moments amplify your life. Seconds are navigated by the mind. Moments are recognized by the spirit. Seconds are fragmenting. Moments are completing. Seconds are subject to humans' time. Moments are subject to God's timing. Seconds are subject to planning. Moments occur spontaneously. Seconds are about getting somewhere. Moments are about being somewhere. Today and every day, be open to find as many moments as possible and bask in them. There may be a lot more of them than you have recognized. It is only when we are in the moment that we are open to the good that is God expressing itself in our lives. And you might notice that when we do spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer, and when we do affirmations, we state them in the present tense, as if that thing that we are doing affirmative prayer for is already happening in that moment. As if the thing that we want already is. As if we have it now. And we use affirmative prayer and affirmations as tools. Tools to change our thinking and to change our perspective to change our expectancy. Affirmative prayer and affirmations are tools to change our consciousness. And we use affirmative prayer and affirmations to change the conditions in our lives that we don't like, to change our attitudes and our beliefs so that in turn we are open to receive the things that we are actually praying for, the things that we want in our lives. And I know we all want to be able to change some of those things that happen in our lives that we don't like. We want to be able to have a semblance of control over some of the things that are happening in our lives. And we want to live with a sense of peace and a sense of deep satisfaction. Affirmative prayer changes things in our lives, and it changes us. And I know sometimes when we're doing affirmative prayer or affirmations for something in our life that we want particularly, sometimes it seems as if it takes a long time to manifest that thing. Have you ever noticed that in your own life? And so today I'm actually going to be talking about three things that create that taking a long time for that demonstration in our lives. And they are our conditioning, our attention on the problem or the situation that we don't like, and our belief in time, that things take time, that it takes time to heal our bodies, or that it takes time to change the situations in our lives. So that first one is conditioning. So that conditioning includes those messages that we got in our childhood. The messages of things like there isn't enough to go around, or only other people get to do that or have that, or you can't fill in the blank. You can't have, or you can't do, or you can't be that thing that you're desiring, or you don't deserve it, or you're somehow not enough. Not just the messages that we got get planted in our subconscious mind, but also the things that we witness. And we have these observations and witness these things, and then we build a belief around them that we hold on to in adulthood. Like perhaps you witness that relationships don't really work very well, or that it's really hard to hold down a job, or you can't really have a job that you really like, you just have to do something that isn't very fun in order to make money. There's all sorts of messages that we adopted in our childhood that still play out in our lives because we're still holding them in our subconscious mind back here. So as adults, we still hold on to those things. And then those beliefs actually block that good from flowing into our lives that we want if they oppose that particular thing. So it behooves us then to look at, to kind of dig around and see what our beliefs are when you are doing affirmative prayer for something and it's not coming as fast as you would like. To look, do I have some beliefs that are opposing this thing? To notice if you have them, to uncover them, and then to do affirmative prayer around that thing, around the idea that there isn't enough, or around the idea that this is for everybody else but not for me, or the idea of relationships don't really work, or whatever the thing is that could be blocking your good from coming to you. Because we must change those beliefs first so that the thing that we're desiring has a good place to take up residency inside of us. It's kind of like if you bought a new plant that you want to put in your garden, but currently your garden is filled with weeds and it's filled with all sorts of other plants. You have to make room so that new plant can set down roots, so that new plant can grow and become bigger and flourish. So you have to pull the weeds or dig out some of those plants that will choke out that new thing that you desire. And the second thing that delays our demonstration is thinking about the problem or the current situation more than we think about the solution. In Treat Yourself to Life, Raymond Charles Barker says, one factor delaying your demonstration is that you do not take your thought off of the material problem long enough to let your good happen. Listen to this. While you treat for 3 minutes, your mind doesn't think of the problem. Then, unknowingly, you give yourself the opposite treatment. You think negatively about the condition for an hour, yet you wonder why 3 minutes of treatment didn't work. Can you relate? So we do that treatment, that affirmative prayer, as if it's already happening now. And one of the things you can do then is to feel the feelings as if you already have it, to feel grateful for it, to act as if it's already happening. Take on the attitude and the posture and the feelings as if it's already happening. To keep your attention there, continue to do the affirmations, continue to look at what those yeah buts are that are from your old childhood and treat about those so that those can disappear and create room for that new thing to grow in your life. Barker says that when you judge according to appearances, you delay your demonstration. And the third piece, like I said, that keeps that from manifesting in our lives is that we are so immersed in this human experience and in this experience of time and space that we forget that there is no time and there is no space in God. There is no time and there is no space in that living spirit. In the absolute, there is only the eternal now. And the eternal now is filled with all good. There is only the eternal now. And so the title of my talk today is Out of Time, as in stepping out of time. And I'm talking about how that all good is present. That it's already ours, that it's already available, and we give it entrance into our lives by mentally lifting our thinking above the condition, above the appearance, and by consciously knowing that there is no time and space in God. It already is. The thing that we want already is. The eternal now contains all good, and the eternal now is here and now, and we live in it. Barker says in that book, you may ask, doesn't it take time to heal my body? Doesn't it take time to make changes in my business affairs? These questions reveal your own conditioning in time. You are limited by your belief in time. He goes on to say, the only time necessary to produce a demonstration is the time it takes to clear your thought. To clear your thought of unbelief. To clear your thought of thinking that things take time to unfold. We have to clear our unbelief. The infinite is everywhere present. In its allness, in its fullness, all that it is everywhere present in the absolute. It knows no obstructions. It knows no delays. All love already is. It doesn't have to be created. Peace already is. Intelligence and creativity already are. Health already is. Abundance already is. Ernest Holmes said, God gives in the abstract and we receive in the concrete. That means that love already is in its fullness, and it expresses in our lives as relationships. Harmony already is, and it expresses in our lives and in our places of work and in our homes as harmony and ease and things working smoothly. Intelligence already is. It's already present. It's already in you. It's already all around you. And it expresses as your own inner guidance and as your intuition, as your hunches, as your knowing what is right for you. And wholeness and order and intelligence already are. And they express as health in your body. So we are the ones that must do the receiving. If those things in potential are already present, it's up to us to do the receiving. And we do that, we receive when our consciousness matches the thing that we want. When our thoughts and our feelings and our attitudes vibrate at the same vibration as those things that we want. When our thinking resonates with the truth, it's already here now. Barker says, the thing you want, you already have, but you do not know it. God believes that you have it. God believes that you already have it because you do. It's already yours. God doesn't know lack because in that absolute there is no lack. There is no disorder. There is no delay. There is no obstruction. There's only the fullness of the all good. Delay and obstruction do not exist in spirit, in the absolute, in that creative love intelligence of the universe. Barker says, when you do your daily treatments, affirm the desires of your heart. Declare your highest vision of good and that it is now so. Not next year, but right now. You may say this is illogical. If you investigate the miracles of Jesus on the basis of logic, you would have to stop before you even got started. Jesus could stand before a sick person and deny that there was a sick person. He didn't say, oh, Lord, heal this sick woman. He said to the woman, you are well. And he didn't stand in front of 5,000 hungry people and say, oh, Lord, I hope this bread lasts. Oh, Lord, feed all these hungry people. He gave thanks that there was more than enough, and there was. That is what you do in treatment. You look at your problem, but you refuse to accept the problem, and instead you accept the solution. You accept the demonstration now. Not next year, not tomorrow, but now. When you accept it in that way, it happens in that instant. There is no time or space in the absolute. There is only the all good available, present, here, now. So our job then is to know that we live in that eternal now. Our job is to know that that is where the all good exists, in the now moment. To know that it is available, that it is ready to unfold itself into material form when we create the opening for it. Our job is to create fertile ground so that it might set down roots and take hold and grow in our lives as the thing that we want. So our job is to look at our conditioning and to pull the weeds that keep that particular thing from growing. Our job is to look at and discover those unbeliefs, those yeah buts. I want this thing, yeah, but. What's the belief? What comes after the yeah, but? Yeah, but I can't have it because. Or yeah, but it takes so long. And then do your affirmative prayer around that thing. And then pray for the thing that you want. Then affirm and do your affirmative prayer for the thing that you want. After you do affirmative prayer for the thing that's keeping it from coming into your life. And it isn't in one instant of positive thinking or one instant of knowing the truth that changes your life. But what happens as you do those affirmations and those affirmative prayers, it changes the texture and the content and the general soup of your consciousness. It's a gradual change that happens in your consciousness, a change of your attitude, a change of your perspective, the way that you see things. It changes your expectations. So you continue to do the affirmative prayer. You continue to do the affirmations so that it can change the texture of your consciousness to create room. Affirmations and affirmative prayer and any kind of spiritual practice changes our attitude. And it changes our perspective, and it changes our expectations. So take your sights off of the problem and know that spirit is the only power in your life, and that the life of the divine is the life that you are living now. It's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God's life is your life. There's no other life to be living. Put your attention on the truth that the absolute is the truth of who you are. That's what you're made out of. And that's what your life is the form of. And know that all good already is. Your job is simply to match your vibration with what it is that you're desiring. As if it's now because it is. And as a result, you will be transforming the places where you're stuck in your life. You'll be transforming lack or limitation or obstruction into the good that you desire in your life. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you discover your own authentic nature, that it is spirit in form. And that you are living this life of the divine where all good is available to you. Blessings to each and every one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we put our attention on God, Spirit, the Absolute, the One from which all things spring forth, the One that expresses itself as all things, that imbues all things, that wraps itself around all things as a presence of love, as a presence of good, as absolute potential and intelligence and harmony and peace and order, that this is the very nature of life itself. And it is that atmosphere that we walk in. It is that atmosphere that fills all of time and all of space. Absolute potential of all good. That is the nature of our lives. That is the nature of our minds. That is the nature of our bodies and the body of our affairs. All filled with that absolute potential and that boundless good. And so today we recognize that we are never separate from that one. That we are never outside of, distinct from, other than the life of the divine. For it is living itself out by means of us. And it is absolutely its good pleasure to unfold itself in its fullness. For that is its nature, to unfold, to express, to show up as evolution and something that is greater and greater. And so today we are each open conduits for that. We are each open and receptive to the good that we desire. And I speak this word saying right now, claiming that anything and everything that has been blocking the good that we desire from coming into our lives right now simply dissipates. Because whatever that belief or attitude was, there is no truth to it. There is no truth with a capital T. It has just simply been a belief or a perspective. And so today, truth with a capital T is the thing that fills our minds. The omnipresence of good. The unfolding of the absolute. And so anything that needs to be dissolved is dissolving right now. And in its place comes healing. In its place comes demonstration. In its place comes the fullness of the life that we desire. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now because we have said yes and because it is its nature to do so. And so it is with gratitude that I release this prayer, and I invite you to claim this with me by saying, "And so it is."
I'm still on part time. I'd like you to join me in with our affirmation today. The eternal now
holds all good. In this now moment, our health and abundance, peace and love, harmony and joy, all are mine now. I am unconditioned by time and space, and so it is.